You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, hosted by Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. And the title for today's show is Jamaica Welcomes You. Last night, I went to a meeting at Top Golf with the Jamaican Tours Board, and they told us some pretty interesting information about Jamaica. But Jamaica is a destination so dynamic and multifaceted, you can make hundreds of visits and have a unique experience every single time you travel. Every single time you travel, that you go to Jamaica, you can have a different experience. Jamaica has more excursions in the Caribbean than anybody else in the Caribbean. They have more things for you to do. They just opened up a highway between Kingston and Ocho Rios. So now if you're staying in Ocho Rios, you can fly into Kingston and drive down to Ocho Rios. It takes the same time as if you flew into Montego Bay and drove from Montego Bay to Ocho Rios. So there's a lot of incredible news coming out of Jamaica. And we're going to cover all that today in today's show. So, have you ever heard of jerk chicken? Have you heard of jerk chicken from Jamaica? The traditional cooking technique known as jerk is said to have been invented by runaway slaves. That's pretty amazing. The traditional cooking technique known as jerk, as in jerk chicken, is said to have been invented by runaway slaves. That's pretty amazing. So you do know that during the slavery days, America stated that it was illegal to bring slaves from Africa. So what the slave traders did was they would get slaves from Africa and then drop them off at all the Caribbean islands. And then after they'd been there for 3 to 6 months, they would bring them to America and say, look, we brought these slaves from the Caribbean. We didn't bring them from Africa. So there's a lot of Africa in all the Caribbean. And you know that Jamaica is the home of Bob Marley. And he is frequently reggae's most iconic and globally recognized face. The island's most musical export is an electric mix of infectious beats. So here we are talking about Jamaica. To visit Jamaica and not try jerk chicken, pork, fish, conch, or sausage, or any kind of meat or seafood is almost scandalous. The technique involves smoking meat or sea fish that has been seasoned with an enormous of traditional spices and herbs, either in a metal drum or a barrel. over flavored wood. And though the method has been evolving over time and by various chefs, the flavor remains the same. Undeniably Jamaican and unquestionably delicious. So this just in, as we talk about Jamaica and all the good news is coming out of Jamaica, one of the fascinating things that's coming out of Jamaica is that more airlines are adding flights into Jamaica. American and Southwest Airlines forecast growth for Jamaica despite the pandemic. Despite slowing global travel demand, Jamaica is seeing the opposite from one of the world's biggest carriers. American Airlines, which has announced plans to add 3 new flights between Philadelphia and Kingston, the U.S. carrier is also sweetening the ride by adding its top-of-the-line 787 Boeing Dreamliner aircraft to the route, with the hope of bolstering of arrivals between several major U.S. cities, Dallas-Fort Worth, Miami, Philadelphia, and Montego Bay, in anticipation of increased demand. Jamaica has not been spared by the onslaught of the pandemic, with many hotels reporting massive cancellations in recent weeks as a result of travel advisories from both the UK government and the US Centers for Disease Control. But tourism stakeholders are not about to sit on the laurels and play dead, and this was evident by a high-level meeting with American Airlines executives. The Jamaican Tourist Board and the Ministry of Tourism officials in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So coming out of this meeting, Jamaican tourism minister said American Airlines' assessment of the destination reveals growth prospects in the coming weeks, prompting the company to be proactive, introducing new and larger wide-body 787 planes on several key routes by November, weeks ahead of the start of the winter tourism season. Plus, low-cost carrier Frontier Airlines is boasting of adding more new flights to the Caribbean than any other airlines. Frontier has been flying more Caribbean routes than any other carrier since the pandemic. The fast-expanding carrier is adding another new route to one of the Caribbean's most popular destinations, Montego Bay. And also Spirit Airlines, which has been flying to the Caribbean since I can remember, is also adding flights to Jamaica. And I don't know if I ever told you the story, but back when I first started doing travel, I would bring DJs and chefs here from Jamaica. And the way I would fly them in is they would fly Spirit Airlines from Jamaica to Fort Lauderdale. In Fort Lauderdale, they would change planes, catch a value jet plane into Columbus, Ohio. And I was bringing in DJs and chefs to different venues in Columbus. And the airlines that I used 99% of the time was Spirit Airlines. So more news coming out of Jamaica is 12,000 new hotel rooms are being built over 5 years. Jamaicans and tourists can expect to see 12,000 new rooms being added to the country's tourism industry over the next 5 years. And Sandals Resorts will add 3 more hotels in Jamaica. The new Sandals Duns River will receive a top-to-bottom renovation with the adjacent oceanfront land transformed into an additional brand-new resort. Sandals Royal Duns River, featuring about 250 lavish rooms and suites. The Runaway Bay Resort, a renowned Jamaican property hotel located midway between Ocho Rios and Montego will undergo extensive redevelopment to become Beaches Runaway Bay Resort at its completion. The family-friendly hotel will feature an estimated 400 expansive 1, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom suites. Guests of Beaches Runaway Bay also have access to Runaway Bay Golf Club and its par 72, which is an 18-hole championship golf course. And the CEO of Sandals states, Jamaica will always play a critical part in our plans to grow and innovate Caribbean hospitality. There is tremendous opportunity here in a ripe moment as leisure travelers are choosing to return to the places and brands that they know and trust. And that came from the chairman of Sandals. So there's a lot going on in Jamaica. More flights being added. Hotel rooms being built, 12,000 hotel rooms in the next 5 years, new resorts opening up. So one of the things that we will talk about in the second half of the show is that what the guide from the Jamaican Tourist Board talks about the protocols that they're using to protect their citizens and to protect you when you come to Jamaica. And one of the examples we have is right now, the CDC has Jamaica rated as 4. And 4 is if you're unvaccinated, do not travel to Jamaica. But in a previous show that I talked about, there are 39 U.S. states that are rated a 4. And the CDC is not putting out advisories for people not to travel to them. And if Florida was a nation all by itself, Florida would be the number one nation in the world with infections. So traveling to Jamaica is safe. You have to get a COVID test before you enter Jamaica. You have to get tested before you leave Jamaica. But as much as possible, Jamaica is as safe as any other place in the U.S. So in my segment, Travel with an Expert, we're going to explain to you what is Club Mo Bay. Club Mo Bay is Jamaica's airport concierge service at Sinister International Airport in Montego Bay. Club Mo Bay services includes a meet and greet as soon as you get off the plane, and you get fast tracked through customs and immigration. You get complimentary Wi-Fi and a VIP lounge that includes free snacks and Jamaica-inspired cocktails. And there's a comparable service available at Kingston's airport called Club Kingston. Club Mo Bay makes it possible to have an expedited arrival process and departure luxuries that feel a bit like an extended vacation. Club Mo Bay even takes special care of seniors and children traveling alone. Signing up for Club Mo Bay is especially a good idea for first-time travelers to Jamaica, or those traveling during peak seasons, December through April. The comforts provided would help you sink into that vacation feel in no time. And just so you know, if you book your Jamaican vacation with Thai Surgeon Travel, because we are a Jamaican traveler specialist, if you get bogged down at the airport, we can have someone from the Jamaican Tourist Board come out, pick you up, expedite you through customs, and take you any place that you want to go in Jamaica. That's one of the services you get when you book your Jamaican tour with Tyus Tours and Travel. So Club Mo Bay has a VIP meet and greet arrival service, and we're going to break it down to you step by step. Once you get off the plane to Jamaica, you'll make your way into the airport where you'll be greeted by a VIP representative at Club Mo Bay meeting point located below the ramp. You can't miss it. The VIP rep will be holding a personalized sign which will help you recognize them and know where to go. Step two. At this point, you'll be escorted to the immigration line where you undergo an expedited process. It's called Fast Track. It helps you to fill out your forms on the plane to speed things up even more. Step three, your dedicated VIP agent will at this point help you claim your bags. Step four, next you'll be escorted to the arrival VIP lounge. Step five, now away from the hustle and bustle of the airport, you'll be able to take advantage of luxury amenities of the VIP lounge while waiting for transportation to your resort or awaiting connecting flights. Step six, if you're staying in Jamaica, once your transportation arrives, you'll be guided to the transfer point and then taken to your resorts. This is Club Mo Bay. This is the way to travel to Jamaica, is to get the experience of Club Mo Bay, arriving at the airport. But we also have Club Mo Bay departure service, which is step by step. Much like the arrival service, the Club Mo Bay departure service provides fast track components. Upon departure, expect this to take you through security quickly. Step two, you'll be able to enjoy the comforts of the VIP lounge and savor complimentary non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages, snacks, sandwiches, fruits, and more. And step three, once it's time for your flight, you'll be escorted to your departure point. That means there's no need to worry about getting lost along the way. What to expect at the Club Mo Bay VIP Lounge? It won't take much time to get to the Club Mo Bay Lounge once you arrive at the airport. There you'll be able to settle into comfortable seating, purse newspapers and magazines if you choose to, take advantage of complimentary international calls to the United States, Canada, or UK, make use of the children's play area if you have kids, check out the cultural exhibits, and have your fill of complimentary snacks and beverages. Club Mo Bay's menu includes many options for both adults and kids. Other amenities include private restrooms, shower facilities, a spa, treatments available at an additional cost, and an adults-only lounge. Oh, and you'll also be able to check the status of your flight on the flight monitors on your way back home. So, this is good to know. Keep in mind that Club Mo Bay was designed for the comfort of all guests, including those with disabilities. This is an accessible space which includes an elevator, rolling shower, spacious doorways, accommodating seating, tile floors, and a bathroom stall with handrails. And the hours for Club Mo Bay, the VIP lounge, the opening hours is 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and the departure lounge is 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now, the cost of Club Mo Bay, arrival service is $50 per adult, $25 per child. and a child ages from 2 to 12, free for infants under 2. The departure service is $30 per adult, $20 per child, and free for infants under 2. You can bundle the two services. And it's $80 per adult, $40 per child, and free for infants under 2. So Club Mobe. How to book Club Mobe? The Club Mobe VIP experience can be booked along with your Jamaican vacation by Tyus Tours and Travel. This should be completed after you receive the email confirmation of your reservation. Your confirmation email includes a Club Mobe voucher that you'll receive in a PDF format. Print out the voucher and bring it along with you to the airport. That is Club Mobe. So, like I said, today we're talking about Jamaica. And Jamaica, lined with powdery white sands and the most innovating aquamarina waters. Jamaica beaches are listed among the world's best from the world famous Doctor's Cave Beach in Montego Bay to the equally popular 7 Mile Beach in Negril. Frenchman Cove in Portland, Treasure Beach Island on the south coast, or the unique Duns River Falls and beach in Ocho Rios. There's a beach for everyone that wants to have a beach. But if you're lounging on the sand all day, it's not your style. A visit to Jamaica is still what the doctor ordered. With hundreds of fitness and facilities and countless running and exercise groups, the global thrust towards health and wellness has spawned annual events such as the Reggae Marathon and the Kingston City Run. The Get Fit movement has also influenced the creation of several health and wellness bars as well as spas, fitness and yoga retreats at upscale resorts. I remember doing a show where we talked about some of the health springs that was available up around Kingston. Natural springs that were pretty healthy for you. Jamaica has dominated the destination wedding market for years, from boutique resorts to private estates, villas across the island, and couples have many options. All-inclusive resorts offer an array of wedding packages, complete with dedicated wedding planners and options to customize your experience. Plus, couples can settle right into the honeymoon experience without ever having to leave the island. And the island is quickly building a reputation as the ideal destination for corporate retreats, meetings, and incentive travel. Though the Jamaican Conference Center and the Montego Bay Convention Center remains the most popular venues for these gatherings, many resorts have added or upgraded their conference spaces, positioning the island as a popular venue for large groups. With increased transportation services and a highway linking Kingston in the south to the north coast, you can have your meeting in this gorgeous tropical paradise. So there is so much going on with Jamaica. And all the news coming out of Jamaica, all the news coming out of Jamaica is good. They're building more hotel rooms. They're building new resorts. For example, Sandals is building 3 resorts in the Ocho Rios area. And again, the great news is if you're staying in Ocho Rios, you can fly into Kingston or fly into Montego Bay. The time from Kingston to Ocho Rios or Montego Bay to Ocho Rios is about the same. So there's nothing but great news coming out of Jamaica. And just so you know, at the Bob Marley Museum, which is in Kingston, guests can see the singer's untouched bedroom. There are even bullet holes from a failed assassination attempt in 1976. So if you're traveling to Kingston, you can actually see his childhood home, or the home that he stayed in, and there's still bullet holes in the wall from where they tried to assassinate him. That's Kingston. So Ocho Rios, which is the big hot spot that everybody's talking about, the locals call it Ocha. It makes an excellent base for active travelers who wish to partake in different adventures. Did you know the 1963 James Bond movie, Dr. No, was the first of the popular film series, and it was shot on location in Ocho Rios. So there's a lot of good news coming out of Jamaica. Just a ton of good news coming out of Jamaica. Sandals is building 3 new resorts in Jamaica. That's going to bring more attractions to that area. So it just Ocho Rios, Runaway Bay. They say it's a natural beauty. It's just a natural beauty. Ocho Rios is more than just a popular cruise ship port. It's a mesmerizing, colorful town with a variety of offering. The town and nearby district boast breathtakingly lush vegetation and a dramatically varied landscape of magnificent mountains and impeccable beaches. And that is correct. Most of the cruise ships do dock in Ocho Rios. Most of them is just a daytime dock. They sell out that evening during high tide. So the most famous of the Ocho Rios outdoor attractions is undoubtedly Dunn River's Fall. Each day, guides lead visitors up the waterfall, which flows into the Caribbean Sea and adjoins a beach where visitors can relax and get a bite or shop. Near Dunn River's Falls, a dolphin cove, which is considered the Caribbean's number one attraction, weightless, its main offering is swimming and interacting with dolphins. It also showcases the Caribbean's only night dolphin and shark extravaganza show in the ocean. The Adventure Park offers a several unique tours of Prospect Estate, an 18th century property featuring a great house. Visitors can tour the grounds in a number of ways. Chukka Caribbean Adventure also organizes exciting tours, as do Island Roots and Jamaica Tours. I book my tours on Jamaica through Island Roots. Don't leave Jamaica without taking a piece of it with you. Unique and cost-effective souvenirs can be found at the original Ocho Rios Craft Park, Island Village, down the main street at the Taj Mahal Shopping Center, where designs were inspired by the actual Taj Mahal in India. Wow. So then we talk about Montego Bay. And whether you're looking for white sand beaches or fast-paced activities, tourists and Jamaicans have developed a love affair with Montego Bay. Effectively known as Mo Bay, this tropical city in the northwest coast vibrates with Jamaican life. And several videos we have to show you in the second half of the show talks about Dunn's River Falls. So, listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-401-8339. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, hosted by Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. Listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. And today we're talking about Jamaica. Simply that Jamaica welcomes you. There's a lot of news coming out of Jamaica, and all the news coming out of Jamaica is great news. Last night, I met with the Jamaican Tourist Board, met with several different vendors, and all the positive news they had about Jamaica makes me want to tell you that Jamaica is the destination to visit. It's totally the destination to visit. There's vendors that I talked to last night that if you tested positive during your stay at their resort, they would give you 14 days complimentary. If by chance you were to test positive at their resort before flying back to the U.S. So Jamaica is doing everything they can to ensure your travels there is as safe as possible. Jamaica is doing everything they can to make sure that their citizens is protected and the visitors are protected. Like I said, I talked to places last night at this meeting with the Jamaican Tourist Board, which was at Top Golf in Columbus, Ohio. And there's vendors that if you test positive, they will give you a complimentary 14-day stay. That's pretty amazing. That's amazing news coming out of Jamaica. And Jamaica is a destination so dynamic and multifaceted, you can make hundreds of visits and have a unique experience every single time you visit Jamaica. So in some of the videos that we have to show you is just some of the conversation from last night's show. And then Oral Chambers, which is the person putting on the show, he's from Jamaica. He talks about the protocols of traveling to Jamaica, and he gives you a good example of why traveling to Jamaica should be no different than just going to the grocery store. And then we also have Sandals representative that will talk about all the things going on with Sandals. And then some more videos that we have is we did a tour of Jamaica back in 2016. This is an old video of our driver, his name is Lukey, doing the tour of Mo Bay. And then he also gave us a tour of Dunn's River Falls. So those are just some of the videos that we have available for you to see. But just so you know that all the news coming out of Jamaica is positive. It's positive news. More airlines are providing more flights to get to Jamaica, and they wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't going to make them money. Southwest, American Airlines, Spirit, Frontier Airlines are all adding flights to Jamaica, even though we're in a pandemic. So that should tell you the boom that's getting ready to happen in Jamaica. Just the boom that's getting ready to happen in Jamaica. And also, it was announced that in the next 5 years, they're going to build 12,000 more rooms in Jamaica. And also, Sandals Resorts is adding 3 resorts in the Dunn River Falls area. So all this is positive news coming out of Jamaica. And Jamaica is going to be the must-see destination when you travel. The chairman of Sandals states that leisure travelers are choosing to return to places and brands that they know and trust. And this is what the chairman of Sandals is saying about Jamaica. So all the news coming out of Jamaica is good news. This video is our driver, who is Luki, doing a tour of Montego Bay. And he talks about the prices of homes in Jamaica versus the price of homes in America. Homes in America that may cost almost $1 million in Jamaica would only cost $100,000. And one of the things that he says is that a lot of, and I hate to use this word, but drug dealers would start building homes in Jamaica and then run out of money. And so there's a lot of buildings that were just left empty, started but left empty because the person building the home from America ran out of money. But the price of homes in Jamaica versus the price of homes in America is fairly cheap, inexpensive. And as you get closer, as you get more inland to the beach, the homes in Jamaica cost more money. But again, this is our tour driver. His name was Luki. And he gave us a tour. He gave us a tour of Jamaica. He gave us a tour of some parts of Jamaica that you wouldn't be able to see on your own. He took us on a ganja tour. He took us to little places that the buildings didn't look like anything, but our clients was coming out of there with chocolates and different edibles that they consumed way too quickly, and it cost them not going on tours the next day. But there's a lot of things going on with Jamaica. Earlier in the show, we talked about Club Mo Bay. Club Mo Bay is Jamaica's airport concierge service at Sinister Airport in Montego Bay. Club Mo Bay services include a meet and greet as soon as you get off the plane, fast track you through customs and immigrations, complimentary Wi-Fi in a VIP lounge that includes free snacks and a Jamaica-inspired cocktails. There's a comparable service available at Kingston Airport called, and you guessed it, Club Kingston. The amazing thing about Kingston and Dunn's River Falls area that we'll get into here in a few minutes is that they completed a four-lane highway that runs from Kingston to Dunn's River Falls, okay? So if you're staying in Ochas Rios, you can just as easily fly into Kingston and travel down to Ochas Rios as flying into Montego Bay and driving over to Ochas Rios. And Ochas Rios remains the hot spot in Jamaica. It remains a hot spot because Sandals is building three resorts in the Ochas Rios area. So there's a lot of great news coming out of that, and they're building three resorts in that area. That makes Ochas Rios a hot spot to travel to. And of course, Ochas Rios is the ports where the ships dock at. And right now you're looking at a video from Dunn's River Falls. Several of my clients climb Dunn's River Falls. One lady split the falls up. She took half of the falls, and her daughter took the other half of the falls. So this is video, again, from that same trip to Jamaica, and they're showing them in Dunn's River Falls, and Dunn's River Falls is the biggest attraction in that area right now. It's a huge attraction. Based on everything I read, Dunn's River Falls is going to be a tremendously hot area. A tremendously hot area because Sandals is adding three resorts in the Dunn's River Falls area. The first resort is the new Dunn's River. Will receive a top-to-bottom renovation with the adjacent oceanfront land transformed into additional brand-new resort. Sandals Royal's Dunn River features about 250 lavish rooms and suites. And then they're building a beaches resort, Beaches Runaway Bay, that is located between Ocho Rios and Montego Bay, will undergo extensive redevelopment to become Beaches Runaway Bay. At its completion, the family-friendly hotel will feature an estimated 400 expansive 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom suites. Guests of the Beaches Runaway Bay also have access to Runaway Bay Golf Club and its par 72 18-hole championship golf course. So there's a lot of activity in that Dunn's River Fall area. New highways put in, a four-lane highway is put in that takes you from Kingston to Ocho Rios. There's a four-lane highway that takes you from Montego Bay to Ocho Rios. So, and all the ships dock in Ocho Rios. So Ocho Rios is going to be a awfully hot destination in Jamaica because of the cruise liners docking there, because highways have opened up from Kingston, and they've already had a highway built coming from Montego Bay, and Sandals is building three resorts in that area. So that Ocho Rios area is going to be a very hot area. And if I recall, there's a James Bond movie that was shot in that area in the very beginning. It was shot in that area. It was the James Bond movie, Dr. No, that was shot in that Ocho Rios area. So that area is going to be tremendously hot, easy to get to. Cruise ships are going to travel into there. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with Ocho Rios. And yeah, it's a 1962 James Bond movie. Dr. No was the first of the popular film series, and it was shot on location in Ocho Rios. So this is Oral Chambers, and he's talking about the protocols of traveling to Jamaica. And basically what he's saying is, in the protocols, you know, you have to get the COVID test 3 days before you travel. Bring that with you, and you're good to go. And if you're if you pay to use Club Mobay, you get expedited services through Club Mobay. And like I said at the beginning of this hour, there's a lot of resorts in Jamaica that if you test positive, they will give you a complimentary 14-day stay. So a lot going on in Jamaica. That last video was Oral Chambers from the Jamaican Tourist Board, which they held a meeting last night here in Columbus at Topgolf, which was pretty exciting. A lot of information. Different vendors talked. learned a lot of things going on with Jamaica, and everything is positive coming out of Jamaica. And did you know that if you book your travels with Tires, Tours, and Travel, and you get jammed up at the airport, give us a call, and we can have the Jamaican Tourist Board come out and expedite you through services and take you to wherever you need to go. That's a service that provided by Tires, Tours, and Travel, because we are a Jamaican specialist. Yes, we are a Jamaican specialist. And we're looking to do some group tours in the fall. Not in the fall, but early May to Jamaica, so that we can show you Jamaica the way we know Jamaica, not from a tourist standpoint, but from seeing a lot of Jamaica. We're going to stay in Montego Bay. We're going to take you to Negril. We're going to take you to Ocho Rios. We're going to run you up to Kingston. So you will get a chance to see all of Jamaica. It will be a 4-day, 3-night event. It'll happen in May. Again, we're back to showing you Dunn's River Falls, because that Ocho Rios area is in the next coming years is going to be extremely, extremely hot. And I know the CDC has stated that Jamaica is a level 4. Do not travel if you're not vaccinated. But there's places in America that are level 4s, and we still travel there. We still go to the grocery store. We still do everything that we do. So traveling to Jamaica, because the CDC came out with that recommendation of a level 4, should not stop you from traveling to Jamaica. Jamaica has a Club Mo Bay airport concierge service lounge at the Sinister International Airport in Montego Bay. As club services include a meet and greet as soon as you get off the plane, fast track you through customs and immigration, and they also give you complimentary Wi-Fi in a VIP lounge that includes free snacks and a Jamaican-inspired cocktails. And there's also a comparable service at Club Kingston. So, with all the airlines adding flights to Jamaica, American announced adding flights into Kingston, Southwest announced adding flights, Frontier Airlines have already added flights. Spirit Airlines have added flights. Jamaica is the destination that you want to spend your vacation at. It's the hottest destination going. They're adding hotel rooms, 12,000 hotel rooms in the next 5 years. Sandals is renovating 3 resorts in the Ocho Rios area. All the news coming out of Sandals is extremely, extremely hot. There's just so much going on with Jamaica. So in the first half of the show, we talked about what is Club Mo Bay. And again, Club Mo Bay is simply an airport concierge service at Sinister International Airport in Montego Bay. Club Mo Bay services includes a meet and greet as soon as you get off the plane. It fast tracks you through customs and immigrations, complimentary Wi-Fi, and a VIP lounge. Why travel to Jamaica? Jamaica welcomes you because there's more excursions to do in Jamaica than any other Caribbean destination. There's a number, it's like close to 100 tours that you can do in Jamaica. In the opening part of the show, we talked about Jamaica as a destination so dynamic and multifaceted that you can make 100 visits and have a unique experience every single time. You know, we talked about Ocho Rios. Ocho Rios But there's Negril with 7 Mile Beach. There's all the beaches in Montego Bay. And then there's Kingston. Kingston has opened up. And there's so many things to do in Kingston, home of Bob Marley. So there's over 100 tours to do in Jamaica. Jamaica should be your destination, and you need to book it through Tyus Tours and Travel. Our phone number is 866-547-5362. And just so you know, Tyus Tours and Travel has the A-plus business rating from the Better Business Bureau. A-plus business rating from the Better Business Bureau. So there's just so much going on in travel. You need to start planning because 2022 is going to open up. A lot of places are filling up in 2022 already. I already have several FIT bookings in 2022. And what we're finding out in 2022, going to Jamaica, that everything is filling up fast. And the thing about sandals is the most expensive spots sell out first. Butler service. That sells out. That's the first thing to go is butler service. So if you're thinking about booking a vacation to Jamaica, because this show is all about Jamaica, you need to book it for 2022. You need to book it now. Of course, everyone can't afford to go to sandals and beaches, but we have other wholesalers that offer great prices on all inclusive packages. They offer exclusive flights from most major cities, and they have low deposits. So now's the time to book your 2022 trip vacation to Jamaica, and you need to book it through Tyus Tours and Travel because we have special privileges in Jamaica that we can pass on to you if you book it through us. So, a lot of news coming out of Jamaica. Everything's positive. More rooms, more flights. Like I said, over 100 excursions. You could go to Jamaica, and every single time you go to Jamaica, it is a different experience. So Jamaica is the hottest destination as we come out of this pandemic. Jamaica is on fire. People are friendly, and they're waiting to serve you. Did you know that the traditional cooking technique known as jerk, as in jerk chicken, has been invented by runaway slaves? It's one of the little-known facts about Jamaica. But jerk chicken is something that you have to try when you go to Jamaica. It's totally amazing. And we will take you on one of our private tours if you, when I do a group to Jamaica, and we'll take you on a private tour of Jamaica and show you spots of Jamaica that you couldn't see as a tourist. So again, last night I met with the Jamaican Tourist Board. All the information coming out of Jamaica is positive. Met with several vendors. Have a lot of information to add to my website, which will be done in the next several days. But Jamaica right now is the hottest destination coming out of the pandemic, because they're adding flights, they're adding rooms, they're adding all these things to Jamaica, and it'll be ready for you when you're ready. So, like I said, American Southwest is adding flights, Frontier, Spirit adding flights. So they're adding more flights. They're building 12,000 more rooms. So Jamaica right now is on fire, and it's not from the pandemic. It's not from the pandemic. So now's the time to book your trip to Jamaica with Tyus Tours and Travel. Our phone number is 866-547-5362. Look Up in the Sky is the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.